USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Brooklyn subway shooting suspect Frank James has been arrested by police in New York City's East Village. Zach DeHaan called in the tip to Crime Stoppers.
Look how many people have in New York, nobody catch him. Yeah. Like, I was working inside the store and I catch him. That's good, something from the God.
Yeah.
That's good, something from the God, and we catch him. Always we ain't catch these people in America. We don't want any problem here in America because here life is good.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the FBI, and NYPD saying the shooting suspect will face terrorism charges. President Biden is authorizing another $800 million worth of security assistance for Ukraine. That includes artillery systems, helicopters, ammunition, and armored vehicles. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying the ongoing U.S. assistance is urgently needed. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine could disrupt food prices, especially wheat and fertilizer. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres calls for a lifting of unnecessary sanctions and aid to nations affected by hunger.
The report also shows that there is a direct correlation between rising food prices and social and political instability. Our world cannot afford this. We need to act now.
He says the Russian invasion is already causing instability for vulnerable people. The producer price index increased 1.4% in March, more than the 1% bump analysts had forecast. It's up 11.2% over the past year. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 344 points to close at 34,564, the S&P jumping 49 points, the NASDAQ rose by 272. This is USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
One border state governor is making good on a promise.
As promised by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, he bused dozens of illegal immigrants from Texas to Washington, D.C., where they were dropped off Wednesday morning a few blocks from the U.S. Capitol. Governor Abbott insists the federal government is failing to adequately address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California is considering a shortened work week for larger companies.
The California State Legislature is currently discussing a bill that would lower the official work week to 32 hours over 4 days. The requirements under the bill would only apply to employers with at least 500 workers. The bill also states that workers' pay cannot be lowered because of the reduced hours. It would, in effect, raise hourly wages by 25% while increasing the cost of an hour of overtime even more. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Police in Boston say there aren't any known credible threats regarding the upcoming Boston Marathon. However, there will be a heavy police presence along the route in the city next Monday. In addition to hundreds of uniformed officers, there will be plainclothes officers among the thousands of spectators. It's been 9 years since two bombs exploded near the finish line, killing 3 people and injuring over 260. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.